Day 9 is going to be similar to Day 8. So if you need to review Day 8, go ahead and do it. You will approach 20 people once again. This time, you're going to keep a conversation going for at least 5 minutes. So if, for example, you're asking someone out to go have coffee with you, once you ask a question, you will keep the conversation going for at least 5 minutes. Their reaction is not important. Forget about how they react. Who cares? This is about you doing this, not about them. They might as well not even be there. Whether they say yes, no, thank you, get out of here, it doesn't matter. You should not care at all about what they think. This is only about you and focusing on all the things you need to focus while you do this. And it's quite a number of things. You will only be able to do this if you've been doing the other days diligently 100%. Here's the one thing we're going to modify. You will, more than modify actually, we're going to add something. Before you approach them, once you know how this is the person to approach, or as you're approaching them, you're going to find out, intuitively understand everything about them that makes them not someone you would like to approach. Someone unappealing, someone that for whatever reason is not the person who you'd like to talk to. Maybe they seem like not that interesting, maybe they seem like not that friendly. Whatever reason you can find, or multiple reasons, this is not a person you would normally want to approach, or this is not a person you want to approach now because fill in the blank, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's someone you don't really want to approach. However, make sure it's someone still within the same group of people you're working with. Like if you're working on women you find attractive, make sure this is a woman you find attractive. However, she's not probably going to react favorably. That's one reason not to approach her. She's probably not that interesting. That's one reason not to approach her. She's probably not that bright. Let's say that's one reason. Maybe she's mean. I don't know. Invent something. If you can't find anything, just invent something why you wouldn't approach her, okay? Usually you would have stayed away from this person. But you will go and approach them anyways. The only exception, of course, is if it's really a situation where your life would be in danger, I mean, be reasonable about it. If you're going to take that risk, go ahead and take the risk if you want to. But I'm not advising you to do that. Like, if you see someone with a gun robbing someone else, I'm not saying go and talk to him and start a conversation with the guy with the gun. Okay? If there's actual physical, real danger, you might want to think about doing something else. However, if you're just approaching, like, women you find attractive, this is not going to be the case. Okay? I'm just clarifying, just in case someone out there had decided to work on, like, criminals or start feeling more confident around gang members or people you really don't want to deal with under any circumstances. Okay, we're talking about people you normally would not approach, but that you would like to be able to approach with confidence, okay? But for the purpose of the exercise is you find such a person that you normally would like to approach and find all the reasons now why this person is not worthy of you approaching them, okay? Find character flaws, anything you can think of that makes them not worthy of you approaching them. Or not to your benefit. However, you're going to approach them anyways. And this is what you're going to do as you approach them. You're going to approach them with the understanding that you're doing it out of compassion. This is where we see how well you've been doing the compassion exercises. If you're going to go ahead and ask them out for coffee, you're doing it out of compassion. Even though it's an attractive person you would like to approach normally, you've already found out all the reasons why this particular person is not the person you want to approach, but you will do it anyways out of compassion. So this is why for this day, exercises from days 8, 7, and 6 are key, very important. Of course, all the exercises are very important, but those three in particular. And you will do this with 20 people. This is a fun day, so have fun doing it, okay? And as always, remember to smile and everything else that you need to remember. It's quite a few things, so maybe you should write them down if you have not been writing them down yet, okay? Make sure you don't leave out any part of the exercise, otherwise you're going to have to go back and begin from the beginning and repeat the day. It's a fun day, so you may want to repeat it anyways, just for the sake of having fun with it. It's one of my favorite days. I do have a lot of fun myself when I do such exercises, so I'd like you to have fun too while you're doing them. Make sure you smile. This is all a lot of fun if you do it correctly, okay? If you've been working hard up to this point, this is your chance to have even more fun. So go ahead and enjoy day number 9. Remember also at the end of the day to write down one thing you've learned, one thing that's changed, anything else you want to write down in your journal, and of course listen to CD number 2 again. And maybe again.